where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hey everybody, welcome to Scaredy Cats. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel Hummer.
Hi guys, it's Mindy. How are we doing?
We're here with my sister Mindy. We're here to discuss The Haunting, famous Liam Neeson vehicle from 1999.
Yep, Owen Wilson's very first and last horror performance.
Maybe a good thing, but
pretty sure it was.
Before we get into all that, let's do some plugs. Every Wednesday and Friday, make sure to check out the Dirt Sheet Dudes after AEW and SmackDown, respectively. Make sure to check us out at 6:30 p.m. for Unscripted Wrestling and all your fun wrestling content. Then on Saturdays, we do Unscripted Unlimited, our second show. This week, we'll be talking about the fight that just happened with Derek Lewis and Surreal God in Houston, Texas, and how big of a deal that was. We'll also be talking about the Suicide Squad that just came out. So we got a lot of good stuff there. And, of course, I would hope you're here already, but make sure to keep checking us out here, 3 p.m. Sundays for Scaredy Cats.
Yep.
We will also be in Merchantville on September 18th to be selling our stuff, toys, comics, board games, all the above. Make sure to come. Even if you don't buy anything, come talk horror, wrestling, whatever. Come hang out with us.
Yeah.
And we'll be trying to do a live show, too. We're still working on that.
Yes.
But let's get into it, Mindy. The Haunting. There's a lot of – they do use some backstory here. Now, this film, it was directed by Jan DeBont
mm-hmm.
in 1999. This is considered to be a box office success. $80 million budget, you can tell, with a lot of the CGI. I mean, I have various opinions on the CGI. But it made $180 million, so it did well. But
that was also because of the cast.
Yes.
If you look at the photo at the poster, you see Liam Neeson, you see Catherine Zeta-Jones, you see Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Like, it's just, it's going to click in your head like, oh, this is going to be a great movie.
Yeah. It's not, which is why critically it got torn to shreds, even at the time that people did not like this movie. We are here to go back and delve into it. This has something to do with Hill House. There's a little backstory here. Stephen King was supposed to be involved with this. Steven Spielberg and Stephen King together were going to write this, but they had creative differences. So this had ended up going, the script went all over a bunch of different places. The John DeMont starts directing it. We got Liam Neeson as the lead. But give the backstory a little bit around Hill House and, you know, our plot here a little bit, Mindy.
All right. Well, this Hill House is very different from the House on Haunted Hill or from the house on or actually the Haunted Hill House or whatever. This is very different from both of them because this Hill House is completely different. They basically take it and like make it into its own story. It's like in its own little cinematic universe. It's its own thing. And what it is about this horrible, awful man who had a dream to have this mansion that he built for his lover and wife for them to fill the house with laughters of children. Well, he did that by having his textile mills be refurbished and getting most of the children sent to him. And that was when it got really, really dark, guys. That was when he was like, all right, boom, bada boom, bada bing, you guys are all going. And he killed all of them. His first wife kind of figured out what happened. So something happened to the first wife. I think she died. Not sure. Then you move on to the second wife, Carolyn. Carolyn was not dumb. She figured out what was going on very quickly. She ended up giving birth to a child. I don't know if it was a man or a woman or whatnot, but he ended up, Caroline actually ended up getting away from Hill House with her child.
Damn.
Yes. And she actually put her up for adoption right away. So, therefore, when you go back into everyone's history, Eleanor had a great-great-grandmother named, why didn't you want to guess it? It's Catherine. And she has the same backstory and everything. And then as she's staying at the house, which, let's be clear here, this is really weird. Liam Neeson played a doctor who was calling upon people that had insomnia. And he was doing a sleep study test. But here's the thing. It wasn't a sleep study test. Because Dr. Morrow isn't actually a doctor. He's a psychology doctor. He's a psychiatrist. Psychology is the same. And he was running what's called a interloop fear experiment. Basically, with that, what you do is you take a controlled group of people and you tell them bits and pieces of a story and then have them all fill it in together. And then by the end of the night, they're in group hysteria.
Yeah.
And they all believe it and everything's completely batshit crazy. What Liam Neeson did not bet on, though, is that the house is already haunted. And here's a little fun fact for you. At the very beginning of the movie, when Eleanor gets that famous phone call from who she thinks is the doctor, telling her to check out this ad and get back to us when she can and yada, 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 she never talked to him. That was not the doctor. It was somebody else, somebody in the house calling her.
Yeah, they revealed that at the end.
It was really cool. Now, that's, unfortunately, there really wasn't much to go on here.
No.
I mean, Owen blows in his face to get smashed in, and that's pretty funny.
That was pretty much the only one. I mean, and her sacrifice.
And, like, his secretary got her eye almost taken out. But that was basically the entire gore throughout the entire movie. And I actually think that, Daniel, that's why that bored us. Because we're into a little bit more action than this movie gave us. Not saying like me and him are like psychopaths that like to watch blood, blood, blood all the time, but we like to have a little bit of substance to our horror movie. Like whether it be romance or action or suspense or something.
And
I can't really even consider this a horror movie, not even a supernatural horror movie, because no one really dies.
To me, honestly, this could have been a Lifetime movie. Like, I thought it was good. I didn't think it was good. I hated this movie. The screenplay, to me, David Self, and I don't know the guy. I know he's worked on, like, Bourne stuff, and he's done a couple other movies. He ruined the fucking movie because the script is just terrible. I don't, like, the plot could be okay in a different exchange, but, like, the words they're saying, Owen Wilson's not even playing a fucking character.
He's just basically Owen Wilson with his brother's name.
Yeah.
Goofing off.
It's just in a scary, and he's even doing his wow the whole time, and, like, his signature
shit. And, like,
he's
walking through the hallways and shit, throwing a baseball being completely cool and whatnot. And, like, it's just, like, God.
He's some comic Owen relief.
Owen Wilson being Owen Wilson.
Yeah,
but it's Owen Wilson comedy relief.
Yeah. The best part that he added was when they were all scared in the room and he walked in the room to see what was going on and he's just like, wow. He's like, I really got screwed over on the room selection, huh? And that was the one time I, like, giggled a little bit. It's like, there you go, Owen Wilson. But besides that, it's like...
That and then the part where he was like, let's get the fuck out of this creepy-ass house. I ain't staying here one more damn minute.
Yeah.
Let's go. And they went, and he was like, oh, my God, we got to crash a car into the gate. Of course, Owen Wilson's going to crash a damn car into an iron steel gate, people.
Yeah.
Steel iron gate that was padlocked two different times.
Yeah.
There's two different sets of chains on there. And Owen Wilson thought that he was going to be able to wham a 20-year-old vehicle into the gate, and it was just magically going to bust open.
Yeah, it just sucked. And, like, he was I don't even know what he was supposed to be there for. Like, I know, like, sort of comic relief, and, like, I get his inclusion. But
they could have took him out and put in a different actor.
Yeah. He just didn't need to be there. And, like, I love Liam Neeson. He's one of my favorite actors, and I think there's not much that he can't do. This is a
downgrade.
It's an oddly bad performance from Liam Neeson. Yeah. The script sucks in its own right, so the words he's saying is terrible. But even, like, he does not seem convincing the way he's talking, like, throughout the whole movie.
The way, like I gotta get these people out of this house. Like,
yeah.
It just feels like, and I'm sure everyone just heard my voice there, I sound a little panicked. When he says it, he's like, I gotta get everyone out of this house. It's my responsibility. Like, he's taking it on like he took on the thing with his daughter and take it.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you're not being a badass.
Yeah, because you're not a badass
in
this movie.
It's a supernatural movie.
Yeah, and he's kind of a sleazeball. Like, that's what he's supposed to be. So, like, I just didn't like, I mean, besides Lily Taylor, who did Eleanor, none of these are really horror actors anyway.
No, none of them.
Catherine Zeta-Jones has done, like, a little bit here and there, but she's more action movies and stuff. And
yeah,
dramas.
I mean, she's done a couple with Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
But you can also pretty much bank that Quentin Tarantino is a completely different actor. Director and actor. He likes to mix and match horror with action.
Yeah,
films.
You can call those action movies if you wanted to.
Yeah, so they're more like, yeah, there's a lot of gore and stuff like that, but it's more so like suspenseful action.
Yeah, and her character was just written so flat. She was just bitchy and like this Prada. Like, she was just like, there was no substance.
And then they were like trying to get her to care at the end, and like, she's saying the words, but like, you're looking at her face and she just,
yeah,
doesn't look like she's feeling it.
Eleanor really tried her best, and Lily Taylor, she's a good horror actress. I've seen her in other
shit. Yeah, she is. She's done a lot of stuff. I love Lily Taylor.
Yeah, and she did the Leatherface reboot. Like, she's a good horror actress, and she was convincing. But the rest of them, like, these are great actors, but this isn't the genre for them.
They were all put into a movie where they didn't know what they were doing, and the movie was poorly scripted.
Yes, really just bad writing, and like, so they had nothing, like, what are they going
to
do?
And also, it's really hard to be able to give yourself some direction like Lily Taylor was able to do and bring emotion and stuff into their performances, but they've never been in this kind of genre.
Yeah, and they had no backstory to really go on. Lily Taylor had the most substance to sink her teeth into because the Eleanor character actually had backstory to it. None of them else, like, Liam Neeson's just a doctor. Owen Wilson's just the fuck with insomnia. And the other girl, basically the same thing. She can't sleep.
She's a sex addict.
Yeah. And she's bi. She swings both ways. It's the biggest personality trait she has.
And she's, like, an artist.
Yeah. But there's not much to, like, sink their teeth into or backstory to delve into, like little, like, the haunted, like, some haunted house things where that'll haunt everyone individually, and then it's like, oh, we're getting into fucked up shit with Owen Wilson.
Yeah, normally just stayed with Eleanor.
Yeah.
Honestly, the entire time, and for half the freaking movie, they didn't believe her.
Yeah. I mean, they would see creepy shit happen sometimes and be like, oh, God, but that's about it. They wouldn't, like, haunt them individually. Like, there wasn't an individual scene with Owen Wilson when they're going into his
site. It wasn't until they had that thing with her in the bed with the bones that came down to entrap her in the bed. It wasn't until that all happened that they all kicked their minds into gear and was like, hey, wait, maybe she's not making this up.
Yeah, and I don't want to talk shit about these actors because I like them, but the CGI was so terrible, but the fact that you have these hands pouring at you, and Owen Wilson looked back, and then just ran. It's like, dude, I would be shitting my pants if I saw, like, hands coming out of a wall, like, trying to grab me.
And children's statues coming out of a freaking dresser.
Yeah, and they're all just running. It's like they didn't know the CGI was going to be there, and they were just told, hey, just look over and run, because that's all they did.
Yeah.
And so they didn't look at it, react, like, oh, fuck.
And also,
guys,
Owen Wilson does one of the most stupidest horror tropes that you could ever do. And that is, in the haunting universe that we have here, paranormal universe, whatever, it is known that if you are being stalked or the place you're living in at the moment is being haunted, do not rip up the picture of the man that is haunting you.
Yeah. And what the fuck do you think that's going to do? Like, I was looking at, like, oh, you think that's going to beat him? You think that's how you're going to tear
him? He's already dead.
Yeah.
What did you just do? You just pissed him off.
Yeah.
Have fun now, sweetheart. And he dies, like, 7 minutes later. So, like, it's like that's all you did was make yourself vulnerable enough to kill. Like, he could have survived. Everyone else did, except for Eleanor, but she was different. She committed herself to the house.
Yeah. And don't you notice what... Because you do, like you said, it's a trope. But usually that trope happens in the beginning of the movie when they don't believe shit's going on. So
yeah.
You have that crazy guy that's like, fuck this, fuck the house, fuck... And then he gets fucked up. This happened at the end of the movie, though, and it was like the only kill. And it's like shit's already going down, and he knows this is real, but he's like, fuck this house.
And not to mention, guys, he knows that there's a chimney flue.
Yeah.
That's like...
He missed it last time.
Several, I believe, tons of pounds.
Yeah, he almost got killed.
He almost got killed the first time. And he's doing it the second time. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. He was just written to be really stupid. And, like, just... Owen Wilson's just personality does not work here. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to... Like, and I have nothing against him.
Unfortunately, he's a comedic actor.
Yeah. And he talks comedic, too, the way. Like, he talks like he's in an Owen Wilson movie. And the rest of them are just reacting to it. And it's like... There's really nothing to do. He's hitting his, oh, wow, and that's it. Like, it's just Owen Wilson in a horror movie.
Yeah, he fell very, very flat.
And it's not necessarily his fault, but it's like...
It wasn't. It was bad writing.
Yeah, and they didn't tell him, like, you're playing this or you're playing this type of character.
I feel like they got very little guidance.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Yeah, it seemed like they got very little to go on from the director. Like, I feel like Owen Wilson and Catherine Zeta-Jones and Liam Neeson are like, okay, well, how do we, like, act?
Yeah.
You act. I know, but how do we act in a horror movie?
Yeah.
You act in a horror movie. Yeah, but how do we act in a horror movie? We've never been in one.
Yeah.
And I feel like the director was like, oh, you'll be fine. Just do what you normally do.
Exactly. And like you said, how like Liam Neeson was like he was in Taken. It was like he was in Taken. Owen Wilson was like he was in an Owen Wilson movie. And Catherine Zeta-Jones was like she was in Red or something like that. Or
yeah,
Tarantino
she was just
movie.
Doing her own thing.
Like they're all like they're doing their own movies, but you're in a different movie where you're supposed to play a different type of character.
And they just can't, unfortunately. They're what I like to call pigeonholed actors.
Yeah.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is a pigeonholed romantic drama actor, unfortunately.
Liam Neeson can do different shit.
Huh?
Liam Neeson can do different shit because he's done Star Wars.
I know. Owen Wilson, basically funny guy.
Comedy, yeah.
Comedy. He has done some dramatic like Marley and Me.
Yeah.
But normally comedy. Liam Neeson, he can do a couple different genres. He can do dramatic, he can do romance, and he can do thriller, and he can do action.
Yeah.
Which is great. But he can't do horror.
And maybe he could in a different circumstance.
With a better script.
Yeah, and not a piece of shit to work with. Because that's why, like, you don't want to completely blame these people because it's like they're good actors, and maybe they could with different films. But they just were given this. It's like, here you go.
I feel like the director gives them very little direction.
Yeah. Too much freedom, maybe.
I feel like he really was, like I just said, like, oh, it's okay, just act like yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what it felt like.
And that ruined it. It ruined the entire thing.
And it was fine for Lily Taylor because her acting like herself, this is the shit she does.
Mm-hmm.
So her acting like herself was fine for the movie.
Wasn't she in the first Clutch? Yes, she was. Yes. Okay, I thought that. I had to check real quick with Daniel, guys. But she's actually the mother from the first Conjuring movie.
Yes.
So she is quite a bit, let's see right here, she is quite a bit of horror.
Yeah.
Honestly. Let's see.
She's been in a lot of
High games. Facility, that's a good one.
The Conjuring, Leatherface, like I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She's got Eli's a scary movie.
Yep, Eli is a scary movie. So, I mean, she does a phenomenal job.
Yeah, she's good at that type of shit. And she's a good dramatic actress, too. She's got range.
Mm-hmm.
And she did well here. And that character is the one character, her scenes, I could get into it a little more than the other stuff.
Because she was more convincing.
Yeah.
Like, you believed, and you felt sorry for her.
Yeah.
But you genuinely believed that something was happening to her.
Well, one thing I want to say good about the movie first.
Oh, geez.
Because we got to say one good thing about it. I thought... like I said, and I will, and I'm still going to get the horrible fucking CGI because 1999 was not the time to try this crazy shit. But the cinematography of showing the house and the deep shots of the house look beautiful.
Oh,
I will
absolutely.
Give it that. Like, it had that eerie vibe of the house. Sometimes I didn't really feel eerie and creepy, but the, like, big shots of the house and, like, around the house
and
stuff.
Like, them not really using music, really backfired.
Yeah. But I will say the production design looked cool.
Yeah. They definitely did a really good job with the whole mansion.
Yeah.
Thing.
The place that they were at looked like it was dope and, like, scary and shit.
Yeah.
But besides that,
it looks like an old school, like, haunted mansion.
Yes. Now, what I will say about the CGI, and this is just the one thing, the hands coming out of the wall, corny as fuck. The kids talking within, like, the, like, sculpture, corny as shit. The one thing that almost offended me is when Liam Neeson is sitting on the fountain, and he's talking on the phone, and then he's about to leave, and the fountain starts pouring blood out of his mouth, and then the hand of the fountain lifts up, grabs him, and starts trying to drown him. And this is the corniest fucking thing I have ever seen in a movie. Like, I'm just sitting there.
I
don't need
to scream.
And yeah, he's not screaming. He just gets up. He's like, "Huh," and then he just looks at it, like, wipes his face and runs away. And he's still kind of, like, melatonin after that. Like, he's still,
yeah,
like
everyone sees that he's covered in blood, and he's like, "Oh, nothing."
Yeah, and then he's just worried that he's like, "I got to get him out of there." Like, no shit, you got to get him out of the fucking house. Like, the statue just tried to drown you, dude. And it just looks so stupid.
And then you got Eleanor in a ladder talking to children.
Yeah.
And him trying to get her down. Like, I'm sorry. Ladders has got to be one of the worst horror tropes out there for me. Because it's so stupid. You've got two options. Either they're going to fall or they're going to get down.
Yeah. Part of the stairs falling were cool, but I agree with you.
The whole ladder thing, I don't like that. I never liked the ladder platform thing. It just never made any sense to me because it's like, wow, great. They're either going to A, get killed, or B, survive.
Yeah. And I just feel like they wasted a lot of the budget on that. Like, this is an $80 million movie. You cut off a lot of that shitty CGI and just put, like, practical, scary, cool, like, horror effects.
Yeah, because that was pretty scary a little bit. I was a little bit scared for Eleanor that she was going to fall.
But this could have been a $30 million movie if you take out, like, the statues doing crazy shit. Like, it felt like, to me, it was like the Disney Haunted Mansion movie with Eddie Murphy. Like, it was almost comical, like, the way the shit was. Like, it wasn't scary, like, watching
the statue. I think that movie was better.
It was a better movie. But, like, this stuff wasn't scary to me. It, like you said, it's not a horror movie.
It's really not. And I hate, you guys know, how after listening to us for a few months now, I cannot stand movies that are put as horror movies, and they're not. This is not a horror movie.
No.
This isn't even a thriller. This is a supernatural drama.
No. This is big budget Hollywood's attempt at trying to make a horror movie, and that's why that backfires a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, like, you, I mean, you're an independent fan, and you found a lot of great independent horror movies that are made off $3 and a cup of coffee. But this is a big budget Hollywood. They tried. They really wanted it to be something, but it just wasn't scary.
But that's what makes me angry, too, is that I check out all these indie films for all of you guys and whatnot, and they have such tiny budgets, but they're such amazing films.
Yeah.
That we feel like we have to bring these kind of films to light a little bit because they're just so bad.
Yeah, exactly. We got to talk about these too because this is a moment in horror history too because this was like a pretty important movie when it came out.
Yeah.
Like it made $180 million, but it just sucked.
Yeah, because they took a cast that was star-studded, but then they gave them a shitty script with no direction.
Yeah, and that's to me. I might be wrong, but my criteria for a horror movie, even when you're with the independent movies that are great, like all you need, a big budget is not one of these things. Mm-hmm. All you need is a decent enough story, good enough character development, and good gore and a creepy element.
And good acting too.
Yes.
If you don't have a good leader, actress, or actor, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah. In a lot of cases, but even in some cases, if it's a good enough story, like we've seen shit with terrible performances, but we love it because it's just horror classic. Like the first couple Friday the 13th aren't like horror, like.
No, they're really not.
They're not like
really
masterpieces.
Comedy.
Yeah. It's not like fucking like Oscar-worthy performances, but it's just fun.
No. It's just a fun little ride that you like to go on, like the movie I showed you, Rubber with the Tire.
Yeah, that is a fun ride.
We're going to go over that, guys, at some point. It's a psychotic tire guy. He blows shit up, man. He blows up a rabbit because he feels like it. And he doesn't talk or anything. It's not like he has a soul. He's just a tire.
He's just a tire.
So we will get into that.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But at a later date. But this movie, it just unfortunately fell really short.
If you had to pick a best moment from it, one moment, one scene in particular that made you say, "Oh my God, this is something."
Probably. I'm gonna say it was an oh my god. It was like an oh shit moment when they walked into Eleanor's room after she was screaming and crying and whatnot, and they found her in her room, but it was an exact replica of her mother's apartment.
Yeah.
And that was just, it was really, really creepy. That entire scene was creepy. It was just talking about how she found out that she was related and that she has to save the children and everything. You know, yeah, it was creepy. She did a really good job.
Yeah, I agree. I thought she was possessed. I thought the house, like, beat her at that point. I didn't know, like, she was the good guy doing a sacrifice thing. I thought she was, like, possessed for a second.
She acted like it, though.
Yeah.
She did a really good – the actress does an amazing job.
She is the best. She's the MVP of this movie.
Yeah.
She was
but she's also done a lot of horror. Unfortunately,
yeah.
For the other people, they haven't.
Yeah.
So, and that makes a big, big, big difference. You can take the best actor in the world, like Liam Neeson, for Pointers.
He's a lot of people's top 10.
And
yeah.
You don't want to put him into a horror aspect because he's not that kind of actor.
No. Not unless you have a fucking 10 out of 10 script, 10 out of 10 horror director like a James Wan. Or someone that
or
could
even
fucking,
like Blumhouse.
Blumhouse, exactly. Or you give him something like that, and then they like make something else out of Liam Neeson. I think it could work perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But just saying, Liam Neeson, do your regular shit in this horror type setting. It's not going to work, and it didn't. Because he was just playing a Liam, like he was playing. Like,
I
he was
honestly could see Liam Neeson as like a really good serial killer.
Oh yeah, like a nice meticulous,
like somebody that gets like pissed off and like is looking for revenge.
Yeah.
Like, he's that kind of person to me. I would see him more as a killer.
Yeah, like a slow-talking serial killer that's, like, menacing. Like, he could do that very well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the haunted house genre, if there's anything you can really give him here that
no.
He could do.
Mm-mm.
All right, Mindy, how many
two.
Bleeding statues? Two statues?
Two statues, that's all it's getting from me. One, two.
I'm going to give it three.
Of course you are. She likes to piss me off.
I'm going to give it three wows out of ten. Three Owen Wilson wows out of ten. Wow.
Wow. Get him in the center of a wow. You got to do it three times.
Wow.
All right, guys. So this next week is Mindy's turn. We are going to be doing a film retrospective on three new movies that just came out back to back to back on Netflix. Most of you know what I'm talking about. It is R.L. Stine's Fear Street. It's amazing. If you guys haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's a three-part movie. It's basically like a three-hour movie chopped up into little bits. But it's great. It's right up our alley, guys. It's witchy. It's paranormal. And then it's also very sadistic and very gory and very violent.
Ooh.
As a slasher.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Yes. It's a three-part slasher film. So it's very, very, very good. It's actually based off of R.L. Stine's Fear Street, but it wasn't based off of one of the, like, 50 books that he had. It was based off of, he started doing sagas,
yeah.
Like trilogies, and this one is based off of the Shady Side and Sunnyvale witch tragedy.
Okay.
So... really it's an awesome ride. I mean, every movie is about an hour and a half, keeps you on the edge of your seat every time, and then every movie you find out something new.
I'm sure
you start in the 90s, then you go to the 70s, and then you go to the 1600s.
Damn.
Yeah,
It should be a fun time.
It will be.
I'm excited to watch it this week and talk about it.
You'll love it.
Absolutely. All right, Mindy, you want to take us home here with a yodeling?
Ka-da, ka-da.
All right,
bye, guys.
And we'll see everybody next week. This was The Haunted.